Our counsel today is going to come from Proverbs 26, verse 20, where the Bible says, "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases." You know, one of the best pieces of advice the book of Proverbs has for Christians is to simply keep our mouth shut more often. Obviously, I'm not talking about the current problem we have with churches covering up the crimes of their clergy members. I'm talking about the almost irresistible urge we have as human beings to spread a story. Of course, none of us are gossips, right? I mean, when we repeat a story, it's because we're concerned about the welfare of the people involved, or we're wanting to express our righteous indignation over the way other people have failed to live up to the standards of the faith. We always seem to be able to find a good reason to repeat something we heard. But you got to wonder how much happier, how much healthier the church would be if we only kept our big mouth shut. It takes all of 10 seconds to cast permanent doubt on someone's character, and even if the damage is reversible, it can take a lifetime to reverse it. One of the key reasons that silly disputes become larger than life is because we just can't help ourselves. We have to weigh in on the subject, and every time we do, we throw more wood on the fire. Then we shake our heads, lamenting the fact that we have such an embarrassing amount of disunity in our church, and we're just as guilty of fanning the flames as anybody else. According to the Bible, one of the biggest solutions for internal conflict in a community or church is a relatively simple one. To put it bluntly, the book of Proverbs advises us to shut up, clam up, zip it. When Christians refuse to throw wood on the fire, that fire will eventually go out. You know, at some point in the far distant future, in the far reaches of eternity, I suppose an angel could theoretically reopen the books of judgment and find lots of dirt from your former life on this planet. And I suppose they'd have every right to cluck their tongues and shake their heads. But they're not going to do it. Because when the judgment hour is finished, the issues between good and evil in this universe will have been settled forever. God's prepared to put your misdeeds forever in the distant past, never to be brought up again. And while we're waiting for heaven, it seems like it might be a good idea to practice that kind of generosity toward each other now. In fact, it might just be a better way to live.